Good morning.
Good morning.
So Ratzon is not such an easy mida to define. As Rabbi Zacherman said yesterday, it's somewhat of a graciousness and agreeableness. And it seems like there's many, many levels. One is that something you didn't like in the first place, or you don't like what somebody says or does or decrees upon you, or something is happening to you from heavens, and you accept it, you receive it, and you could receive it in goodwill. I met somebody this morning, and he told me about somebody who works here in this yeshiva, and he said he doesn't feel like he's working. Because if you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. And this can work in two ways. You could develop a liking to something. And when you like something, and then you work in that field, wow, you're never working. Look how powerful Ratzon is. If you like something, somebody likes ice cream, it's great for them to work in an ice cream shop. I don't know if you can get things for free. Somebody who likes teaching, teaching is a dream. Someone who doesn't like a work that he's for sure going to have to go into. Let's say it's a family business. He knows he's going to have to work in sanitation. You could develop a liking by focusing on the benefits of it. And this is something that we say, asei ritzoincha kiritzoinai. Do make your will like the will of God. There might be certain things that we're born to not necessarily like in our 613 mitzvos. Might be a little more difficult, some challenges. Certain mitzvahs, you could say, are our cup of tea, and perhaps certain are not. But you could develop a liking to anything you want by focusing on its benefits. And once you like something, you don't have a hard day in your life.